A number of smaller parties in the Czech Republic are already gearing up for this year's elections to the European Parliament, anxious to reach voters even though the elections only take place in 5 months' time. Recent headlines have focused on largely Eurosceptical parties questioning further European integration and the Lisbon Treaty, but other parties are focusing on the exact opposite, closer cooperation within the European Union. One such party, the European Democratic Party, founded by MEP Jana Hibáškova last November, announced its most important goals on Wednesday. Jan Wellinger was at the press conference and joins me now in the studio. Jan, do tell us something about this new party. Is it fair to say that it will take a more pro-EU approach than some of the others that recently entered the political scene?
I think so. I think without a doubt, that was what Jana Hibáškova stressed this Wednesday, Daniela, saying that, in fact, the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty was what this party was seeking and stood for. The Czech Republic, which holds the EU presidency now, is, of course, the only country which has not yet voted on the subject, on the issue of the Lisbon Treaty. And here's what Jana Hibáškova had to say.
The key substance of European elections in Czech Republic lies in the fact that our country is now deciding to ratify or not to ratify Lisbon Treaty, which means to be or not to be European. And this is the substance. We established European Democratic Party to clearly confirm and support European stand, European citizenship and European belonging of the Czech Republic.
Clear statement there from Jana Hibáškova. Now, did she say how her party would try to get its message across? Because Czech voters are known to base their decisions on domestic issues rather than the more remote dilemmas affecting the overall European Union.
Now, that was a point that was brought up by some journalists there, and she said, in her view, that this time it will be different, essentially because of what is happening in Europe now. We have the energy dependency crisis, we have the ongoing recession, so according to Hibáškova, voters this time around will be more likely to see the big picture. As far as her party is concerned, security, energy, structural funds, all those are topics that she thinks will matter to Czechs and will be part of her party's focus. One more thing, as for so-called Euroscepticism, Jana Hibáškova argues that most Czech voters are not nearly as skeptical as sometimes seems in the international media, given its politicians or head of state.
Definitely not. According to all recent researches of public opinion, we can very clearly say that there is 70% of population which is first European and then Czech, and which feels satisfied with European well-being. That means that this is a part of a controversial labeling of media policy, but this is not part of real reality existing in my country.
MEP Jana Hibáškova ending on an optimistic note.